Sorry. Oh, that's bad. Oh, baby. I'm sorry. No, it's normal. It happens. Of course it does. I know. If movies prepared us for sex, then maybe we wouldn't be so, useless the first time. I'm sure you did fine. No, I'm sure it was. Well, I wasn't there, so how can I know? But I'm sure you were fine. Oh my God, mine is. You don't want to know. You sure? No, it was awful. It was so bad and so quick and so awkward and so painful. It was really painful, and I don't think he knew what he was doing, and I certainly didn't know what I was doing, and it was just like, oh, what is, oh no, I'm so sorry. I think we just wanted it over and done with, because honestly, I don't think anybody was satisfied. It's okay, it's fine. It's. I was not ready, and I was like, oh, fuck it, just, let's have fun. And I was like, oh, this is actually really scary. No. Oh, God, no, he didn't force me. If anything, I was like, let's do this. And he was like, oh, okay. And I hope I didn't force him. He seemed happy enough. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Yeah, it was really bad. I think he like hit my cervix or something because I had really bad cramps for the rest of the day. It was like, ugh. Don't talk about that, do they? You can literally make a girl want to vomit if you go in too deep. It's like, whoa, ow. Not the erotic, life-changing event I thought it was gonna be, but you live and you learn. And now I know what sex actually is, and it's pretty darn good. Would you like me to use another word besides good? It is just. Oh, I mean, it's amazing. It's safe and it's satisfying, and we know what we're doing, and it's like, yay! Most of the time, we both come. That is good. Well, I think it is kind of the main purpose of it for us. Come on. Sometimes you can't get there either. It's just, it's fine. Of course it is. You can't or not, like, sometimes you're stressed, sometimes you're sleepy. It's I can't do it every time. I can't even do it every time when I touch myself. No. Sometimes I start and I'm like, come on, I really need an orgasm. And halfway through, I'm like, I'm sleepy. I'm just gonna, yeah. I'm not that turned on. Ugh. Wouldn't it have been so much easier if we'd have just been, like, told all this stuff and it's like, hey, not every time's gonna be amazing. In fact, sometimes it can be, like, really not amazing. It can be pretty underwhelming, but that's okay because you'll learn and maybe you don't have the right partner or maybe you need to talk more or, you know, it's just not, like, boom, every single time. And I really wish someone would have told me that. Would have, like, made it so much less of a thing. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Rude. God, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I can't think of anything worse than doing my first time over. Ugh, being so sweaty and pale and nervous and like, oh my God, oh my God, this is it. I'm about to become a woman. It's like, girl, please. You don't even know how to do taxes. Man, you're a woman. And yes, in which case I am still not a woman. Would you do it over if you could? Really? Why? Why would you want that? Sweetie, I'm sure the girl was fine. Oh, okay. Who would you want to do it over with, though? Oh, that is so cute. Oh, if you'd have met first time me, I don't think you'd be that eager. Oh, me now. Okay. What is it with you and the first time, huh? You big old sap. Trying to make a romantic out of me. I don't like it. Stop. No. No! Oh my goodness. Really? That's what you want? You'd like us to pretend that neither of us have had sex and it's our first time. I Why? No, but yeah, I can see it. I can. I don't know. I just. I feel like the first time is so idolized and glamorized. In reality, it's just like, ouch, eek, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm naked. Oh, that's not. Oh, God, does that come out? Oh, bruh. I know, but I feel like it's kind of supposed to be like that. I know, I'm not romantic. I'm sorry. I know. In your imagination, it's like, it's so. There's nothing wrong with wanting it like that. I just feel like my first time is gone. Your first time is gone. Like, and the important thing is we have really nice sex now, you know? Really good, communicative, honest, freaky, good sex, and it's nice. I know. It's not just freaky. I know. I'm sorry. But sometimes we have freaky sex. I know, it's so good. Damn you, figuring out my plan. Is this really important? Okay. I will think about it. Is that okay? No, I will. I will really, really think about it. I love you. I will think about it. So, to help me on my deliberation, what exactly would a good first time look like to you? No. No, you don't have to plan out the sex. I'm just, you know, do you have, like, a setting in mind, or? A bed. I like it. Tell me more. No. Nothing. You're just cute. You're just very, very cute and romantic, and I like you. Very much. So, candles, obviously. Flowers. Music or no music? doing it then? What else? Well, would we be shy and awkward, or would we be eager and clumsy, or what are we being? What are we? What could we? I haven't said yes. What would you like? I hate how cute you are. Why you gotta be so adorable? Why do I have to be so... I don't know. Realist? Why? What? We don't make sense as a couple. You should be with somebody that's always in flowy skirts and is like, oh dear, I seem to have tripped over. And I'm like, fuck, I hit my toe. You're laughing because it's true. I can't be cute. I can be cynical and wicked and amazingly. But cute's not really on the cards. I have a strange feeling you're emotionally manipulating me. Little cutie cutie. Are you manipulating me? For your own adorable needs? For you wanting to have an intimate, romantic first time? You scumbag. You disgust me. Well, luckily for you, I'm into scumbags. Damn it. I thought I had you there. I'm listening. You know what I think? I think it's really nice that you can be romantic. I think it's really sweet and adorable, and it's one of the main things I really like about you. So you be your adorable, sweet, romantic self, and I will be trash. I know what I'm selling, shush. I bet your first time land and involve someone like me, I'm not being self-deprecating, I don't know. I guess the reason I struggle with the first time thing now is because I'm not, like, virginal or innocent or, oh no, so it's kind of hard for me to, like, get in that mindset. You know, I'm like, fucking fuck me. Well, you do know, because you fucking fuck me. And you do a really good job. I'm just worried because it's like, I'm not delicate, or I don't need you to teach me anything or tell me that my body's this or that. It's like I'm okay with who I am, and I feel like virginity and first times are all about like, ooh, oh, no. And I just kind of want to be me when I have sex, you know? No, I know. I don't want you to be having sex with me and feeling like you wish you were with someone less like me. Like if you want someone romantic and innocent and shy, then that's great, but that's not me. I know. I was just being silly. Well, that often happens with trash. I am sorry, though. If I can't... Oh my God. Oh my God. We could do this. Oh boy, we could. And here's how. You would like to do your first time over, right? And I'm not so hot on that idea. But there's nothing to say you couldn't have your first time again. And I could be the person you have it with. Was so painfully obvious. Happy? Delighted. And you being all adorable and virginal. Well, as long as you call me mommy, you can have whatever you want. Oh my God. I am on fire. Okay, thoughts? How about setting the scene? You, a young, naive, hopeful virgin. Me, a fun, vivacious, loving femdom. You heard me right, motherfucker. Oh, only so eager to help you on your journey into sexuality. you can have your bed and your candles, the whole shebang. You can have whatever you want. Because I most certainly will. So do we agree? Is this settled? Do we have a plan? No, not now. We need stuff. And besides, I need to think about my character. Excuse me, femdom does not just happen. She is created. She is gonna make your first time amazing. But before that can happen, I need to order some candles. Thank you, Amazon. Ha ha.